A word for you from Jeremiah 17, verse 8. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. The Lord has been calling his people to repentance, threatening them with the consequences of their sin if they stubbornly persist with it. The Lord has said that they are cursed, every single man is cursed, person is cursed, if they trust in their own human strength and they put their trust, their faith in man. In other words, in his philosophies, in the idols and gods of the world in this present age. The Lord says they will be like a shrub in the desert and shall never see any good come. They will dwell in parched places. But then the Lord goes on to say what the opposite is, and how simple and clear it is. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord, a personal relationship with the Lord. He then, the Lord says, is like a tree planted by the water, not like the shrub in the desert, but a tree planted by the water. One is reminded of Psalm 1, where it says in verse 3, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Don't you want such a life? Don't you want to draw near to the Lord even today? Don't you want to put your full trust in the Lord? Stop trusting yourself and your sin and your ability to hide it. Expose your sin. Deal with it. Bring it to the precious blood of Christ. Then this promise is for you. No matter how untalented you might think you are, even if you think, I have no gifts, I'm not even like the one who received one talent, I'm useless, God can make you very useful. So useful that your leaves remain green, and he will make you to never cease bearing fruit, because it is his fruit. As it says in John 15, the Lord invites and says to his disciples, abide in me, and you will bear fruit. Don't think that you can squeeze out and force out your own fruit. No, that is totally useless. Come to him. Trust in him. He will make sure that you're right by the waters, by the streams, and you will have an invisible source of strength all the time.